It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And really, hope you're having yourself a good day. Now, we want you to call in for this because sometimes you might have a friend or a family member that you give advice to, and it's good advice, but they're not trying to hear it.
Right, exactly. And you have the best intention, but they take maybe little snippets.
Now, and kind of behind the scenes, Pork Chop and Mackenzie have a special relationship. They worked together in the past. So usually if Pork Chop won't listen to Live the Web Girl's suggestion or mine, he pretty much like, okay, Mackenzie, great idea. I really like what you tell me to do. And even with Mackenzie's suggestions, politely, with what we've talked about behind the scenes, I think Pork Chop's going to ignore you.
I think he is, and I don't know why, because I care about him so much, and I just am protective, and I don't want you to get murdered, Pork Chop.
I know. People usually give me a lot of good advice, but I tend to not listen to it. I don't know.
He tends to do, like, the opposite.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd say I'm doing okay for myself, right? I'm alive.
Yeah.
I have a home and some pets.
True.
Let's just get down to it, dude. Tell everybody what we've been telling you is a bad idea that you're going to do or you have done. I don't know. I'm worried about you.
All right. So I am on a dating app. It's called Grindr. And it's an app typically for, you know, gay guys to meet up with each other, whether it's for whatever reason, you know, to hook up or to end up dating someone.
Right.
Well, there's this guy on there. And
Pork Chop's very popular on this,
oh,
by the
yeah.
way.
So popular. That's not a good thing to be popular on Grindr, Mackenzie.
Why not?
But anyways, so no, there's this one guy that kind of caught my attention. And so we were talking a little bit and it turns out he's a photographer. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, my degree is in media and film.
Like a real photographer?
Yeah.
Because there's lots of photographers, and I'm doing air quotes right now, these days, just because, you know, phones are so great and they do pictures. So he's a real photographer.
Yeah, no, he's really a photographer.
Legit.
He's in class for it. He takes pictures. Oh, his Instagram is like Kyle.englr.
All right.
Okay,
we don't need to throw
here,
people's...
Look.
No, you don't have to throw
I want Mackenzie to look. Like, there's good
okay.
pictures up in there.
Yeah, legit, he has pictures. Okay.
So I asked him, I was like, oh, hey, you're a photographer. I've never done, like, a photo shoot or anything. Would you want to meet up and do a photo shoot?
God, you're thirsty as hell.
No, and
he's like, pay me like one of your French girls.
Yes, that's it.
Shoot me.
Oh, wait, I should take my pants off for this, shouldn't I?
He said yes. He said, like, you know, we could go downtown. There's a nice park. And we could do a photo shoot. And I'm so down for this.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm excited. You might get new headshots.
Yeah, or, like, anything, you
lifestyle
know?
Shots.
It
okay.
might actually be a headshot when he cuts your head off.
Oh, my God. No, you guys are ridiculous. I think this is totally
so
fine.
So you're contemplating what? Going to meet the stranger danger.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why you guys keep saying stranger danger. Like, it's totally fine.
Because you met the guy.
Grinding.
On Grindr. And it's like, hey, let's take some photos of you for your profile.
This is the worst part, though. He's like, you guys, I've done much more shady things on Grindr.
Yeah. This isn't even that bad.
I go places at night and meet strangers.
You weren't even worried about that, but you're like all worried about me like meeting up with someone to take my pictures.
Only because the photographer line, there's a bunch of creeps. Joe and I were talking about this, especially that approach to like teenage girls. They're like, oh, hey, I'm a photographer. And that's like a way to lure them in. So I don't want my little Pork Chop lured in by a creep. Not saying this guy is that way. Just be cautious.
I feel bad for photographers. I feel like they get a bad rep. Like, I mean, you know.
Because some are creepy people.
Yeah. Like at a bunch of studios I've worked at, there's a list that I don't know if they know about, unbeknownst to them, of photographers that are not, that are like on the creeper list, that are not legit and are perverted.
And legit photographers, if you can call in too, I mean, that's not the main thing we're looking for, 833-563-2539. But maybe explain to Pork Chop the up and up way to do something, and maybe it's not.
Grinding.
I just, dude.
I
think
it'll be
fine. We're worried about
you. It's 2019. People use Uber. Like, you know, you get into someone else's car.
Yeah,
I'm not
that's
getting
true.
Into his car. He's just taking pictures of me in a public place.
I remember actually when I was like when I worked at Radio Now the first time, and I did a shoot. And so this was like I was really young, and I was excited to do a photo shoot. And there's a big creep, a big pervert that was trying to take my pictures. And then he's like, "Oh, did the old was one more button? Blah 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 blah." And I felt so uncomfortable. I just packed up and left. But a girl that wasn't raised the way I am, that maybe didn't know and got scared, maybe would have gone along with it and really regretted doing, you know, having those photos out there later.
833-563-2539. I want to hear from more people. Let's kick it off with Lauren. Lauren, Pork Chops may. Met somebody on Grindr.
Grinding.
And now he is going to do a photo shoot with somebody he doesn't even know out in the woods.
in the woods.
Does that not sound shady? Or am I just a hey, remote
sounds
woods?
Sounds shady, but I think in this situation, Pork Chop will probably be fine. Kyle is a totally good guy.
Oh, she knows so the guy. Know you can vouch for him. Okay.
We worked together years ago, and he's totally not a creeper at all.
But wait a minute. What if she's with Kyle and she's the one that lures people in?
She's part of the murder?
Yes, she's part of the
so
project.
So Murder Monday, I'll be focusing on Pork Chop.
Lauren, thank you for calling in. We're getting some more calls because, listen, Mackenzie is the nicest person. I'm just a jerk on the show, and I do ask the hard-hitting questions. Let's find out if maybe you and I and Liv 2 are off base here, and we're just kind of hating on Pork Chop. But okay. You have a lot of experience as somebody that's a spokesmodel, and you get photographs and video and pictures all the time, and I just feel like you would know, and if you're saying this is not the greatest idea, it probably is not.
I just worry about Pork Chop. I don't like that he does other shady stuff at night and meets strangers either. Well, I don't like any of this activity.
We can't change him in one day, but we're trying. 833-563-2539. Your call's next. Look at Pork Chop practicing.
Looking good, boy. Work it.
Pork Chop threw out something that he's considering doing, which I just don't know, Mackenzie. It doesn't sound like the greatest idea.
This guy sounds like a nice guy, and I don't have any I've never done like a photo shoot of any kind.
Which shocks me.
Pork Chop met a guy on Grindr.
Grinding.
That's the hot spot, apparently, for Pork Chop now to find all of his people. And who brought up the idea of taking photos? Was it the guy that's a photographer, or was it you?
Well, he told me he was a photographer, and then I was like, so I brought it up. I said, would you like to shoot me?
Now, be honest. Was it a real, I've always been wanting to get these headshots, and I want to be more professional? Or was it kind of like you had other intentions?
Like,
be
this guy's
honest.
Hot, and I want to get to know him.
No, I mean, I told him, I said, you're a cutie at one point in our messages. But, I was like, I just thought that'd be cool if you could, shoot me.
Aw, yes. And, I mean, I'm all for getting new headshots and having some fun.
I mean, I don't know if I necessarily even really want a headshot. I mean, anything. Whatever, I don't know.
Here, get on this rug. There's a fireplace. Now, here's a cat.
Growl for me.
That was good, Pork Chop. That was good. Mm-hmm. All right, Tyler, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Are me, Mackenzie, and Liv kind of overreacting, or would you be kind of questioning this situation too?
What's up, guys? Good morning. So I've actually met this said photographer a couple of times. He used to be, we'll use the term dating, but more so grinding with my ex-roommate.
Grinding.
Okay, so is he like a good guy? Is he going to kill me, or is his photography nice?
Will I get murdered?
No, I mean, I wouldn't be worried about getting killed. You said you're going to downtown, right?
Yeah, I think maybe downtown or a park. I don't know. To be honest.
A cemetery, somewhere secluded.
The secluded
I'm going to be honest for a second here. I changed my Instagram profile from personal to content creator. So I just want some cool new Instagram photos, okay?
Okay. That's okay. That's honest. We get you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think there's worse things that we do with Grindr than go meet up downtown for some headshots, right?
I know. Whoa. I want to hear about these other late night rumblings at some
this
point.
This is a radio show, and we have a license to protect.
Yeah. This is in the red light district. Unfortunately, I can't get too detailed with what else we do.
Oh my gosh.
But please don't follow the lead. If anyone is listening, do not meet strangers in secluded places.
Hey, thank you, Tyler, for calling in. Wow. Josh, hey, good morning. We're trying to figure out if Pork Chop should meet up with this person that I guess is a photographer. They met on Grindr.
Grindy.
And they got romantic.
We did.
It's happening.
Well, I feel like that's going to happen.
I mean, flirty-wise.
Josh,
right?
Should he do this photo shoot?
I mean, it's really up in the air, Joe. To be honest, Mackenzie hit it on the head. I've been a photographer for over 20 years, and I have heard horror stories. And the thing about it is, Instagram's not going to cut it. Does he have a website? Does he have reviews? You know, you need to find out if this guy is legitimate or not, because I'm going to tell you right now, the one thing a photographer will do that I have heard numerous times, they do get romantic. For some reason, Pork Chop pisses him off. Photoshop is a wonderful tool to embarrass the hell out of someone.
Oh, like could you put something in Porkchop's hand or mouth?
Good point.
Anything is fair game. I mean, I couldn't even begin to tell you the possibilities.
What if he had like Porkchop in the photo shoot? He's like, here, hold this banana. Okay, thank you.
What?
As the daughter of an attorney, do not sign away that they own your likeness and all those your image.
Okay. Because
then if things go awry and he has some scandalous pictures, then he can't release them on his own.
I mean, I wasn't planning on doing any nudes.
Porkchop's famous last words.